Okay, we're good.
All right. So could you introduce yourself and tell me your name, your age, and where we are right now?
Okay. My name's James Elder, and I'm 85 years old, and we're in on George's Drive in St. Albans, West Virginia.
What's the name of your business?
Day Sign Company, yes.
Could you say, we are at Day Sign Company?
Yes, we're at Day Sign Company, yes.
How long have you been making signs, and how did you learn?
Well, I started out as a sign painter, and then I switched over, and nobody hardly does signs anymore, painted signs, so I've gone to vinyl. So I've switched over and doing more neon than painted painting signs.
And where was this, and who taught you how to do
neon? I picked it up myself, used most of it, yes. I did work around good sign painters, and some of that wasn't so good. But I picked up what I could. I used to watch a fellow letter windows. I thought he was the greatest thing in the world, but later on I found out he wasn't so good. But
and
go ahead.
That he would just do freehand?
Yes, yes.
Before you told me that there was, I think, a crazy fella in Kentucky that you learned neon from, could you talk a little bit about that?
Crazy. Whoa, okay. That was yeah, he was the one that was from Kentucky, worked with him in Cleveland at the Luster Light sign company. And he'd get on an elevator and he'd scream and carry on and he'd just embarrass. Well, I guess he just tried to embarrass everybody, but he was a little bit odd, yes. Yeah, like the rest of us.
And how did you learn from him, just by watching?
Just watching, yes, him and two other neon tube benders, yes.
So you really just learned
just,
from
yes,
watching? From,
yes, yeah. Hands-on, I guess what you'd call it, yes.
Could you just rephrase that and say, I mostly learned from watching.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I mostly learned from watching other people. Ben Glass, yes.
Was there a certain appeal to neon for you?
Well, yeah, in a way, yes, there was. Yeah, I kind of liked it, yes, yeah.
And what did you like about
it? Well, I liked the product after it turned out, the way it turned out, and actually bending it, I liked it, yes.
And what year would this have been when you started making neon signs?
Probably in the, I'd say in the middle or late 60s.
Would you say that was a neon boom?
Yes, it was. Actually, it was probably the end of the neon boom, really, because I think the boom was in the 30s and the 40s, 50s, and I think it started fading out then about that time, yes.
And I don't think we quite got a full phrase of you saying what the appeal of neon was for you.
Mm-hmm.
So could you say, I was attracted to neon, or I was drawn to it,
yeah,
because...
Yeah. Well, I did like the neon. I like the way it turned out. I like to watch people bend it, and the whole deal of it, the whole setup, yes, and what you could do with the different colors and so forth, different gases.
Could you tell me how you started this shop here?
Well, I just started from we moved in here. This is an old garage at one time, and we bought the house and the garage come with it, and so I opened a shop up down here, just done mostly painted signs then, didn't do any neon. Then later on I bought a neon plant and started making glass, making neon, yes.
When would that have been?
We moved here in 1964. And I think I was here before we bought the house. I think I was here before then. I think like 1960, and then we moved here in 64.
What are the changes that you've seen in the industry since you started in 64? Yeah.
Mostly everything's gone to vinyl lettering, and the neon is going to LEDs. So it may come back. I don't know. I look for it too in a way. For it to come back, and but most people are going with LEDs, yes, instead of neon, yes.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it's all right. I use a lot of LEDs in the place of neon, yes.
Do you think is there a change in the creativity and the craft of it without neon?
There is, yes. It's easier to work with. The LEDs is, and it's a little more economical to operate, and you can do it quicker than you can do neon, yes.
Uh-huh. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the signs that you've made, maybe some of the most unusual?
Yeah, I don't know. Most unusual, I don't know.
Or just a list. I know you've done a lot of hot dog
companies. Yeah, I do a lot of Sam's hot dogs. I've made a lot of neon signs for them. And it seems like I've made, I can't think of any more neon signs that I made in production on, meaning like Sam's hot dogs were.
So with Sam's, you were just doing the same sign after the same sign.
Same thing, yes. Uh-huh, yeah.
And that scrapbook that I went through of all the pictures of the neon signs, could you list some of those that are in there?
Yes, if I could remember them. If I could remember
them. I remember those.
There was some for Mr. Crago, the Tudors. And Geno's, yeah. I've done several of those, yes. Uh-huh. And other than that, I can't, don't know what other kind of signs is in that.
But well, how about I'll list them and then you can read.
Okay, all right.
Because I remember there's the sign for the post office.
Right, that's steps, right, yes. Uh-huh.
Taylor Books.
Taylor Book, yes.
There's some strip clubs.
Yes, right. Yeah, I've done several.
I don't know if you want to put that on.
Well, I don't. It doesn't matter to me. I have done several strip clubs. I done one with a woman on it. We put up at Parkersburg. It had a neon lady on it, and I was going to paint a picture of a naked lady over here on the church after he got his church built. And my wife said she wanted to pose for me. I said, well, it'd be all right. But he didn't have, he just laughed about it.
What else? Churches?
Yeah, I've done several churches, yes, ma'am. A lot of them, yes. Uh-huh.
Did you ever do a church sign and a strip club sign in the same day?
No, I don't know about that now. I don't know about that. Some of them, they're done awful close together. I do know that, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to list, I don't know if I spur your memory, but if you want to list some of the signs, the Giovanni's Pizza, Zippy's, Chris's.
Yeah, Chris's. And
the mesh design, the underground cinema.
Right, yeah. I done the Auburn Theater down here, and I done a Roby Theater at Spencer. Done that sign over again.
And with the Auburn Theater, those are sort of these decorative lines and.
And with an A in the middle of it, yes. It's not.
Could you talk a little bit about. Well, actually, let me take a step back. Why don't you walk us through what you were doing today from when you wrote out the letters with a pencil to the finish?
Okay. I laid the letters out on the non-best that's in there up where they would be face down, the letters were. And in other words, they'd be backwards. And then I bent each letter separate and then welded them together and put them on the pump and pumped them, yes.
When you were blowing, when you put the hose into the glass letters, what were you doing?
That blowed it out to the original shape. It'll suck in on the, it'll collapse on you when it's under, with it. When you're putting it in the fire, it'll collapse. And just keep it blowed out to natural size, yes, the original size.
Why did you choose the letters ROA?
I just thought maybe they could be good letters to show how they were made, yes.
Can you rephrase that and say, I chose ROA because I thought they would show you know, maybe your style, you were saying earlier that different people make O's differently?
Yeah, they do. They bend them different than the way I do. But mine didn't work out right, so, but they do bend them different, yes. Uh-huh. They are made different. And the R is a good letter to show how it's made, and the A is not too bad either. So, but that's why I picked those, yes.
And why is that? It's like how it's bent?
Yeah, and so forth, yes, uh-huh.
So even just hearing you say that, you know, I just bent the tubes and then I did this and then I did this. It seems so simple, but yeah. Could you actually like kind of break it down? Because I don't fully understand what was happening as you were.
I'll start out with the R. I make the round part of the R first, the round section of it. And then I'll bring it over. And I'll make the double back, which goes goes over to the back side of the R. I'll make a double back there, and then I'll bend the double back over to make the stroke of the R, be the angled stroke. And then the last stroke will be the side of the R, the right side of the R. And then on the O, I made half of it, and then I should have made the other half, but it didn't come out that way. But anyhow, it should have come out where they should have met each other, but it didn't. In the A, I made it with the double back first, then I made the bottom leg, and then I made the top leg, bent it over so it would look like an A, and then I made put electrode on one end and then bent the other end so it would match the O when I put it together.
And how do you fuse the letters together?
They weld them together on the crossbars.
And do you know how hot that?
No, not really. I think 800 some degrees, I believe, but I'm not sure about that. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, so once you have all the letters together, then what's the next step?
Next step would be called a unit then. I would take it over and put it on the manifold, hook it up to the manifold and pump it into it with the vacuum. When it's in a vacuum, it should light up. And then after it lights up, it'll burn the impurities out of it. And after it cools, that means it's sterile and it's ready to gas after it cools off, yes. And I'll seal it off from the manifold then with either neon or argon. And the argon, I put mercury in with it.
And why do you do that?
Well, it has to have mercury for it to burn right. The argon does.
And could you explain, so you had three different colors of gas, or three different colors of glass, and then how the gas affects the argon versus the neon makes those different colors.
Okay. If I pumped it with the red, the first letter would be the R would be red. It was clear glass. The O was yellow. It would have been orange with the red with the neon in it, and the A was blue, which would have made it pink with the argon with the neon in it. And then the other way, with the argon in it, the R clear R would have been blue, the O would have been yellow, and the last A, the A would have been blue with the argon in it.
What would you say are the hazards of the job?
Well, ask about the oval.
Oh, yeah, okay, the oval. The oval that you...
That I gassed.
Yeah. Could you tell us about that? Because we'll probably have that footage.
Well, it was a repair. I just put new electrodes on it and pump, put it on the manifold and bombarded it and gassed it, yes.
And that was clear glass?
No, that was clear green glass with argon in it. And if it had been pumped with neon, it would have been orange with the green glass, yes.
And who was that repair for?
I don't know. I think it's for a fellow in Pitts in Parkersburg. Now, I do a lot of work for this Advance Auto, which uses a lot of green glass pumped with neon.
So what color does that result in?
Orange.
Do you worry about using mercury?
Not really, no. I don't want to. No, I really don't.
What would you say are the other hazards of your job?
Well, I'd always plan on getting burned or getting cut, one or the other, both, either one. So that's what, usually burning is the worst, yeah.
And you said you didn't know how hot that...
No, I really don't know. But if you touch a glass, it's hot. I do know that, yeah.
How often would you say you cut or burn yourself?
Oh, I don't know. Not too much anymore. Maybe once a month or so.
I want to know more about the process. So you put it on the manifold, and then you had that set of red lights.
That's to show me that the bombarder is on.
Okay. If you would explain, like, because then you also, you sat down for a second and then you kicked something and it triggered.
That was
if you would tell her,
okay.
Process was.
Right.
That was very interesting.
Okay. The red lights just to tell me that the bombarder is on. I don't want to get a hold of it. I've used my foot to kick that switch on, which turns the bombarder on. That's what regulates the amount of heat goes into the tubes. And then after I burn it in and it's sterilized, it'll cool off. And then after the impurities are burned out of it, I'll gas it then after it cools off. Yes.
And could you explain the manifold, because I don't...
Well, the manifold is, it is set up so you can get a complete vacuum. It's not a complete vacuum, but it's close to a complete vacuum that you can get in the tube. They need to be in almost a complete vacuum if you can get them in that, you know, in that way. But that's the only way you can get them to burn in. Burn the impurities out of it.
And so there's all these different tubes on the manifold. What do they all do?
Some of them are gauges, and other ones are just valves, yes.
Can you just rephrase that and say the different tubes on the manifold?
The different tubes on the manifold. Most of them are valves, and there's one gas pressure gauge, yes. And it depends on the size of the size of the tubing, how much gas I put in them. The bigger the glass, the more footage I can get on a transformer. The bigger the glass is, the more footage I can get. The smaller it is, it has less resistance. It has more resistance, yes.
You seem to be able to just do everything by you know, by feel, and you can tell, you know, how much you need. When you were first starting, was this different? Did you have to measure? Did you have to, like, constantly be testing that how you were bending the tubes?
No, not really. I just hit, you mean when I first started to learn this?
Yeah. Like, you've been doing it for so long, it seems you can really do it by, you just know because of your experience.
No, just experience, just a lot of experience, I guess, is what you'd, only thing I could say.
But if someone was just starting out, like if you were teaching them how to make neon signs, would they be able to do that in the same way?
Well, eventually they would, yes. Most of them would, yes. Uh-huh. If they had enough time.
But right away?
No.
What I'm asking is, if someone who's less experienced, would they have to, like, be constantly measuring to make sure their bends were correct?
And I would.
They were putting in enough gas?
I would think, yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's see. Could you tell me where you source your equipment from? Like the gas and where you've gotten your equipment. Well, the gas, the glass, manifold.
Okay. The glass I buy most of it from Cincinnati Sign Supply. The neon and the argon gas, I'll buy it at a sign supply place too. And most of my equipment was bought, secondhand at different places. Maybe some of it was bought at auctions, and some of it I did buy new. Yes.
Is that equipment readily available?
It is now. Yes. Yes.
So if someone were just starting up a shop, it wouldn't be too hard to find.
You can buy it. And I bought the gauge separate off of outfit that sells that gauge, the one that hooked, the manifold gauge is what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Before you were telling me a little bit about where all the glass came from, that you said there was some special.
There is some special glass. Yes, yeah, some of it comes from France. That it's called Tech-Deluxe, and it's a colored glass.
And what makes it special?
It's the way it's made and the color it is. The color's made right in it.
And it's usually a pretty vibrant color?
Yes, it is. And yes, yes. It's expensive glass.
I guess I sort of asked this. Have you seen, not just a change in industry, but what have your clients asked for over the years, and has that changed?
I don't know how to explain it. It has changed, yeah, where people buy. Maybe buy, if we're talking about neon signs, they may buy one for their man cave or maybe to just put on the wall with their names on it or whatever. But it has changed, yes.
So it's more like personal?
Yeah, mostly personal, unless they are in business and then they pretty much know what they want.
Do you describe your typical day on the job?
I try to get down here early so I can do pretty good bending in glass. And sometimes a day will go just fine. Other times it won't. Other times it goes terrible. But some days I come down here and it just works just fine. And if there's nobody around, usually it's the best. You know, like on a Sunday or something, yes.
So you're telling us to get out.
No.
What makes it go bad?
You mean the neon? Well, if it's exposed to a lot of bad weather or somebody throws something against it and breaks it, and or the transformer goes bad, or if it's not gassed right, it'll go bad, yes. Uh-huh.
Do you think of yourself as an artist?
Yes, I do, yes. Uh-huh.
What do you have signs and work that you're most proud of?
Yes, I do, yes, uh-huh. Yeah.
Could you talk about what that is?
Well, well, I don't know, maybe we can go back to them same ones. Some of them that, some of the Sam's hot dogs, I kind of like some of those. And the Geno's and the Tudor's, I kind of like some of that. And anything that's out there, Giovanni's and so forth, yeah. They're, and I like doing the neon, like the Giovanni man in out of neon. I've done several of them. I like that, yes.
And why those in particular?
Well, I don't know. They're just interesting, I think, and they're interesting to make.
They're all multiple colors, right?
Well, some of them are. Some of them are just one color, yeah. Usually red, yes.
And then I know you made one for your family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk a little bit about that one?
Well, I made two. That's I made two or three of them. I made one that the one before this one had day family reunion on it, and then this one has a 17 on it with the 17 kids on the back. Yeah, but I made some for my. I made one of Hillary's logo, Hillary Clinton. Her logo, and I gave it to one of my sisters, and I made their names. I made one for my wife for her kitchen, and I made one for my brother, my sister, and her husband when a month or so ago.
What does that one say?
Jerry and Debbie. And the one, you know what Hillary's logo looked like, didn't you? Well, I made one of them, yes. Uh-huh.
So that's the H with the air.
The H with air in it, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, yes. I made it with blue and white, yes.
What was the one for your wife's kitchen?
It's says Barb's Kitchen on it, and it's made out of pink neon, which is blue pumped with neon, yeah. With neon, yes.
And is it hanging in your house?
It's in the up above the kitchen sink, yes. Mm-hmm.
What any other like pet or personal projects, personal sign projects that you want to talk about?
No, I've got. Not right offhand. I can't think of any. Not right offhand. I can't. No.
What's kept you doing it?
I enjoy working and enjoy doing this when, you know, I'm not, you know, don't have too much pressure or anything.
Do you listen to anything while you're working?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I listen to the radio, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, I do.
What do you listen to?
Whatever I can. Music, usually country music if I listen to anything, yes.
Are there any good country songs about neon signs?
Well, there's several that do mention neon signs in them, but I don't know exactly what they are, but there is some, yes. Uh-huh.
How long does it take for you to make a sign? Say just, you know, a one-word sign, start to finish.
Probably, I could usually make them in a couple hours, counting them, making them, and putting them together, and gassing them and blacking them out.
And how long would that last? Just, you know, if someone put it up on their building, how long would that neon sign last?
Well, it's hard to say. I've had them in here, brought them in here before. They were 75 years old and older than that. They Ford sign. Somebody, I'd done a Ford sign for a fellow over Spencer, and he brought it in here, and there was two units on it still burning. I don't know how old the sign was, but then a guy brought a Budweiser sign in that was, according to the transformer, was 75 years old, still burning, yes.
And what keeps it, what would account for how long it lasts?
Just done right, I guess. Just done right, and had a good transformer on it. And
let's see. Are you part of a community of neon sign makers?
No, not really. No, no. When I go over to the museum, I might be. When I go over there, maybe.
Who else is doing it in this area?
Nobody that I know of. No, ma'am. No.
Can you put that? Just rephrase it and say, you know, I think I'm the only person.
I think I am the only person around here that is doing it. Yes, I ship. I send neon out quite a few different places, in Ohio and in Kentucky and Virginia, yes.
Is there anyone, at least across the country, that you would consider like a colleague or that you might call if you had questions?
Yes, there is. Yes, yeah.
And you were talking about, well, I know you mentioned there's a neon sign museum in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And then can you talk a little bit about your trip to the Cincinnati Sign Museum and why it was so interesting?
Well, it had different signs. It had Holiday Inns in it. It had Frisch's Big Boy. Had the old McDonald's signs. Had the tobacco barns with the mail pouch painted on them. Had two of those. And had a lot of odds and ends, had several clocks. They made a lot of clocks in Lima, Ohio with neon in them. They had a lot of those. It had a lot of just odd signs. It went clear back to the 1900s.
When you see a neon sign that someone else has made, do you size it up?
Sometimes. I've seen some real nice ones, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. If I do, I take a picture of it and steal their idea.
And that would just be how they bend certain.
Well,
things.
No. Usually the colors. Yeah, I took a picture of one down in Nashville one time. It was awful. It was eye catching. Yeah, and it was made out of blue, I think, and green, which it was outstanding to me.
You guys have questions?
What's your favorite sign you ever made?
Oh, God.
All right, what's the hardest sign you ever made?
Oh.
What's the easiest sign you ever made?
What's the easiest? None of them are real easy. Some of them are easier than the other ones. The straight neon, it's the easiest to make. Like if you was going to strip a building with straight neon, I can bend a lot of it. It's easy to make, yes. But anything that's got a lot of complicated letters in it, like spurred letters and so forth, is kind of hard to work with.
Are you sad to see this art kind of being pushed to the wayside with new technology?
Are you sad to see this art?
Yes, I am. Yes, yeah, I am. Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I believe eventually neon will come back. I think it will come back. I think it has in different places. I think they use a lot of it in different parts of the country. Of course, Las Vegas is big on neon. They always have been.
Have you ever taught anyone how to do it?
No.
Would you have advice for, you know, say a young person wants to be part of the neon revival, what would you say to them?
I'd say, well, just come in and learn how to do it, and eventually you'll be able to bend glass, yeah, and make neon, yeah, if you got enough time.
question. So, say that there was a Martian who just appeared in your shop and you were trying to explain what neon signs are to them. How would you do that?
Well, I don't know. I guess it is just it's a piece of glass. It's bent the way you want it to bend, and there's an electrode on each end of it, and filled with gas, and when it's hooked up to a transformer, it'll light up. And other than that, that's about.
And if I were a Martian, I would say, well, why do you want a sign to light up?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I'll ask another way.
Okay.
How do you feel seeing your signs? I mean, you have signs all over the state, all over the region. How does it feel to drive by, you know, in the night and see all of your signs?
Yeah, it feels, yeah, I like seeing them. Yes, I do, yeah. Uh-huh. Some of them, yes, I do. I like to see them, yes. Uh-huh.
Are there any that you go check up on to make sure they're still?
No, not really. If they go out, usually they'll call me, and you know, and I'll go check them out then. Yes, but I don't go around soliciting. No.
What is it that took you from painting to neon? I mean, what's the quality of this art?
Well, people don't. Vinyl took over all the lettering, the sign painting. And so people don't want a painted sign anymore. They'll go with vinyl, which is a whole lot cheaper and quicker. And so I got away from it and got into neon that way.
Sure, but is there a particular quality to the sign you know what I mean? Like a neon sign as opposed to any other sign, whether it's vinyl, painted, or anything. Neon sign.
Yeah, well, it's
it's
just more attractive than any other kind of sign that a neon sign is.
Do you have any special, like, personal thoughts on it? Like, I mean, I guess that's what I'm trying to dig. Do you love it? Like, do you love neon signs yourself personally?
I do like them. Yes, yeah, everybody comes in, I say, if you don't like neon sign, there's something wrong with you. And they'll say, yeah, that's right, yeah. Everybody likes neon.
Why do you think?
I don't know what.
An argon sign if it was with argon gas? Why are they called neon signs and not argon signs?
I don't know. Well, neon is the first one to come out with, I guess, yeah. From what I understand, they made in 1906 was a Packard sign. In California somewhere, 1906 is supposed to have been the first neon sign. And the red, the neon, of course, is the red, and which is the most popular, yes. That's why I guess they call it neon. But if you hear it in a song, it's not argon, it's always neon.
I just want to maybe dig a little bit further, though. So why do people think about neon signs instead of vinyl signs? What is...
Well, it's just not the same thing. It's one is a lighted sign, and one of them's just a painted, just a artificial painted sign.
Is there a moment when you were a kid that you remember seeing neon signs, you know, like maybe going downtown?
Never paid much attention to them. I was interested in a painted sign then. And I don't know whether they paid much attention to neon then, but like I do now, yes.
So I'm gonna get down to the process again.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stand over here just so you're looking at me.
Okay.
Getting back, so the first thing you did was you cut out the letters. You made the shape.
Yes, right.
And then you bent the letters. What were you doing with the cork?
I had one end corked off. So when I blow into it, it's closed off at that end. So that, you know, so I could blow into it. That's why I cork it off. And then that way the heat doesn't travel either. If you got it corked off, if you didn't have it corked off, it would travel through the glass.
So, and then you blow into it because the glass is starting to
collapse. Collapse, yes, yeah. Blow it. Try to blow it back to the original shape.
Is it possible to blow it too big?
Oh, yes, yes.
So how long did it take you to learn how to blow that glass?
Oh, God, I don't know. Maybe it's, I don't know, probably a long time, 5 or 6 years, I'd guess. Or maybe longer. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so once it's you've got it in the shape, you fuse it together to the next letter.
Right, right, yes.
And then you brought it over to get the impurities out of it.
Right, to the manifold. To the manifold, yes.
So, if you could just walk me through that process one more time.
Okay, the manifold is designed so that I can hook that tube up to the manifold, and the manifold is made so I can pump it in a vacuum and burn the impurities out of the tube. That's what it's hooked up for. And then when it's sterilized and all the impurities are burnt out of it, it's ready to gas.
What happens if there are impurities?
It won't light up. It won't light up. And if there's a leak in it, it won't light.
So can you tell me again, if there's impurities in it, it just won't?
No, it won't light up. It won't burn right. No, well, it might burn, but it'll burn out eventually, yes.
And then the transformer, is that a DC, AC?
The transformers we use, most of them anymore are electronic, but they work on either the voltage, it depends on what size is, how much tubing you got on it. They work anywhere from 3,000 volts to 15,000, the transformers are. But it works off 110 volt. And it's a secondary voltage is what it's called on a transformer, either 30 milliamp or 60 milliamp. The higher the milliamp, the brighter the tubes.
Does that gas burn out, or it just lights up? Once you hit it with the voltage,
mm-hmm.
As long as there's no leak in there, it'll light up.
Yes, yes. As long as your transformer's good, yes. Uh-huh.
And then, so you get the impurities out, and then that's when you pump in whatever gas. You
right. Want. Yes. Uh-huh.
Or can you tell me a little bit about that process? I saw you, you took you took something and you're tapping or you're going around the glass and it was like arcing. What was that process about?
Oh, that was I was using my tester. That was a test coil that tells me if it's got any leaks in it or anything. Okay.
So when it arced, is that a leak?
If it shows a light, yeah, it's got a leak in it. Yes. Uh huh. Yeah. But when I go around it with that tester, it's showing me that it is in the vacuum and burning.
And then I guess the last thing, so when you pump the gas in, how do you know the gas is in there?
I got a gauge. The gauge I go by, and I'll put so many millimeters of gas in the tube, depending on how big the tube is.
All right, so that's all scientific.
Well, yes, okay. Yes.
It's not by feel. Like,
no, it isn't, no.
Okay, because I thought you were just like, man. Yeah.
So, well, some of it is I try to feel how much gas to put in them, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Have you ever overfilled?
Oh, yes, I do, and then I just redo it over again. You put too much gas in, it's not as good as having not enough in it, yeah. So I just start over again. I'll just drain what's in there out and then start over again, bombard the tube again, and get the right amount in.
How about when you mount the signs? Do you also do the backgrounds?
Yes.
You do all that here?
Yeah, yeah. We can paint behind the letters. We can paint behind the neon. A lot of that we do. Usually paint the same colors of neon on the sign itself. And then that lets the glass show up better.
Okay.
I know you answered this already, but are all neon signs handmade?
No, they do. I think they got a production where they're making them now.
But before, mostly they were all.
Yeah, they were handmade. Yes. Yeah.
And I know you were. You said something like the good. You know, the good ones are handmade.
They are. Yeah, the good ones are handmade. Yes. Yeah.
Because I think that's important to. I think just that's something that people don't realize that, you know, even when you see like a Bud Light neon sign that you see all the time at a bar, it's often handmade.
Yeah, probably. A lot of them are production made though anymore. Yeah, Coca-Cola signs are good. They're all handmade. They're good. Or most of them were. They may not be now, but they always were good. Yeah.
Are there any others that you keep an eye out for that you know are old or well made?
Not really, no. No, not really.
Let me just make sure.
How about those signs back there? Did you make those?
Yes. I made this one at Las Vegas. I made one of those for one of my daughter's friends. They used it one night, and then we took it down, and they brought it back to me. I made it for them for nothing, for that show that they had. But I sold it to a fella come in and bought it, though. Yeah. And this is the second one I built.
And the Route 66?
Yeah, I just took it off of a calendar or something I had with that 66 on it, yeah.
So how many a day do you, or how many a year do you do?
Oh, golly, I don't know. Counting repairs and everything, I don't know. Sometimes I might do 5 or 6 repairs in a day. Sometimes I might just do one, maybe. I don't know, it just depends.
How many do you think you made in your lifetime?
I don't know, more than 10. more than I don't know, more than 100. I don't know how many, but there's a lot of, I've done a lot of them, yeah.
And for you, you said you consider yourself an artist. Where does the creativity come in?
Well, I don't think anybody could just pick up that glass and bend it, you know. I think you got to have a little bit of experience that way, yeah. And I do my own designing. If I'm going to design one, I do my own designing that way, yes.
Were you artistic as a kid? Did you?
Yes, my whole family was. Most of them. Most of them were, yeah.
I had one more. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't know.
We've worn you out.
No.
Anyone else?
So there's no one around here. You're the only one.
Well, as far as I know, I'm the only one around here, yes.
How about in the state?
No, there's more in the state, yeah. There's, you from up around Morgantown? Yeah, up around Morgantown or Clarksburg, it's City Neon. They do neon. Now, I don't know whether they work it around Morgantown or not. I think they do, though. And then there's a Frank Floyd in Buckhannon. Yeah, there's several places that still do neon. I know City Neon does. They always did a lot of neon work. They're out of Clarksburg.
If I am, you know, around and I see a neon sign, do you have a signature, something that would show me, oh, this is probably a Jim Day sign?
Well, I've got some little labels in there I stick on some of them, yeah. some of them. But some of the other ones, the bigger signs, I haven't put my name on the bottom of them, yes, or on them somewhere, yes.
There isn't sort of a special way that you bend a letter that is unique or, you know, it's pretty...
Not really, no, they're mostly standard, yeah.
Maybe let's do that again. Yeah, can you give us like the laundry list of the best you can remember? Name like stuff in and around Charleston, or you know, just a laundry list of the signs you've made, neon signs you've made. Try to get that nailed down. You know, and it doesn't have to be perfect. You could lie too.
Well, no. If I had my magazine in there. Can I get that magazine?
Yeah, that's good. Let me get it.
Ask me sometimes what my name is. I can't even remember.
Is that the neon or the argon?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Here's a. Let's see what we got here. Sam's Hot Dogs. I've done several of them. And. Here's a 5-star gentleman's club that don't have a naked woman on it. And Fazio's. I've done Fazio's. Here's a McDonald's. This funeral home. Here's a sign for a lawyer in Winfield. Here's a spotted hen, which is a channel letter sign.
Can you see some of those? Let me see the picture.
Oh, okay, yeah. Here's a Giovanni's. This is in Logan. Another Giovanni. This is his Route 66 sign back here in the Auburn Theater. The Auburn Theater, which is not nothing outstanding. And Jaeger Insurance. Rock Branch Community Church. That, some of these are plastic signs, they're not lighted signs. Here's a Stone and Thomas. Stone and Thomas. Here's a Raymond City Church of Christ. Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen, another Auburn Theater. Another one. Here's a JB's Gentleman's Club. Sierra Tanning. Depends on what all you want on it. How big of you talk about neon now or
yeah.
Depends on how many letters you want, how big they are, what you want to mount it on, and there's the Vegas sign. Here's the one for the post office. Here's it. Well, you could get something like if you want one for your man cave or something, you could probably get one for $200-$300. Four, depends on what all you want. What all you want on it? I gave a lady a price last week of one $160. And she said that's the highest thing she ever heard of. I thought I was giving her a break.
Yeah, right.
I was giving her a break. There's a one at the airport for Tudors and Geno's. And I also have one down, and I told you at Huntington, didn't I? Yeah, Huntington Theater. I mean, the airport down there. Susie's Hamburger here in South Charleston. He's a hunting buddy of mine. Yeah.
Susie?
That's a different, that was his daughter had one over 7th Avenue over North Charleston. Here's the hibachi I done for out of Quarter G. Here's one I done for my sister's niece. It was their wedding present. I believe it was. A couple of them open signs I've made, several of them. Another theater. Here's a dairy bar. Yeah, a lot of them do. Yeah, really do. Some of them are bad memories and some of them are not too bad. I try to make friends wherever if I do something for somebody, I have made some friends over the years. And I don't try to make any enemies. Sometimes you can't keep from it, but I don't know. A lot of people I work for, I think they are my friends. They seems to be anyhow. Or at least it.
So could you introduce yourself for the camera? Your name, your age, what you do, and the name of your business?
Okay. Name's James Day, James L. Day, and I operate Day Sign Company in St. Albans, West Virginia. I'm 85 years old. I still work every day if I can. Sometimes I don't make it all day, but most of the times I can make it till noon anyhow. But that's about it.
I wondered, because your day, when I asked you about your day, you just said, well, I eat breakfast, I get down here early, then it might go well or it might go bad.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes. If I'm not under any pressure, I seem like I can do just fine. Other days, I don't know what it is. There's something there.
Do you think you'll ever retire?
I'll have to probably someday. I'm not planning on doing it today, but I'll have to sometime soon, yes. Uh-huh.
Do you think there was any specific process part we should go over again?
I mean, not that I can think of. I mean, I can almost see that as a musical montage kind of thing as well.
Yeah.
But, so what's your wife think about this whole thing?
She's, I lost my wife a year ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She always liked, she never took big interest in it, but she always liked, you know, she always liked signs, as far as I could tell, and she liked the money from them. I know that.
You didn't light your whole house with neon signs?
No, I just have one in the kitchen. And most of them, I just make them give away to most of my people.
What'd she think of that sign you made for her?
She liked it, yeah. It's been up for... Oh, I don't know, 25 or 30 years. Yeah, she always liked it. Yeah, I guess, as far as I know, she did. Well, she didn't have much choice because when you turn the kitchen light on, it comes on.
So she would wash dishes under it?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we picked your brain.
Yeah, I think we wore you out.
You didn't pick much of a brain, you picked mine.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for coming in and putting up with me.
Thanks for all the signs around Charleston.
Well, okay.
Mr. Roberts is going to go through Charleston, get some signs. So,
yeah, so as part of this, someone's going to go through and film a bunch of your signs at night.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, be good. Yeah, okay. Sure.
So you don't think you're going to have them photographs?
Well, so I took photographs of all the, of many of them before you guys came. So I'll send them.